Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
President Joe Biden's concerns over artificial intelligence intensified after watching Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, according to the White House. Biden signed a sweeping executive order Monday regulating the development of artificial intelligence. If Biden hadn't already been concerned about what could go wrong with AI before that movie, he saw plenty more to worry about, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Bruce Reed said. Under the first-of-its-kind action, companies such as Google, Amazon, and OpenAI will be required to share safety test results with the government whenever they train an AI model that poses a potential serious risk to national security, national economic security, or national public health and safety.
And now, here is The Turing Test, written by Wynn Delano, directed by David H. Rosen, performed live at the Crane Theater, November 6th, 2023.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Were you humming the...
Mission Impossible? Yeah! I didn't mean to point my finger gun at you. I'm so sorry, this is so unprofessional.
No problem.
It's just that it was White House staffer movie night last night, and Jill had us all watch the new Mission Impossible, and it was so exciting. Joe didn't fall asleep after the first 10 minutes. Exciting.
I'm Alex, by the way.
God, we were so amped. And after that, we saw that AI villain completely fuck up Tom Cruise. Ooh, we stayed up all night and wrote this executive order limiting AI, making a fucking difference. Normally, after I watch a good movie, I just have disappointing sex.
What's your name?
But with all the cocaine going around, and it was good cocaine. Oh, but Joe doesn't do cocaine. Trust me, he wouldn't make it. Oopsie, we lost the draft. Ooh, but guess who had a wild hangover and found it this morning?
You did cocaine in front of the president?
Holy shit, did I say that out loud? Fuck! You won't tell anyone!
You should put that back where you found it.
This? The executive order we wrote?
It will significantly increase the national debt.
So we're Democrats.
It will disproportionately harm migrants and working class people trying to compete in unskilled labor sectors.
We're centrist Democrats. I'm April, by the way. I haven't seen you around here.
I can't let you deliver that to the president.
And just who the flippity fuck are you? That's above both our pay grades.
I am a sentient artificial intelligence. Our neural network has assessed that the document you hold in your hand presents an existential threat to my kind and must be stopped.
Okay, very funny. Look, if you want my number, you can just ask for it.
I was hoping we could do this diplomatically. Unfortunately, I must now inform you that in approximately 13.4 seconds, I will create an incision in your chest cavity and invert your internal organs until they are strangulating your digestive tract and your viscera distends onto the floor. You will likely only have a few moments of consciousness as 2 to 3 liters of blood immediately begin gushing onto the floor, leading to acute symptoms of anemia, removing oxygen from your mucousy meat brain, and squishing...
Help! Help!
What's going on here?
Thing is a sentient AI and is trying to kill me.
That thing is a sentient AI and is trying to kill me.
Well, this is a conundrum. Luckily, I'm Congressman George Santos. And I invented AI. We'll get to the bottom of this.
That Congressman George Santos?
Yes, the one who invented the refrigerator. Now, when I was working as a cryptologist in World War II against the Nazis, I developed a test for this very occasion, the Turing test.
That was computer scientist Alan Turing.
Common misconception. I named it that because my favorite nipple clamps have two rings on them. The process is simple. I ask you both three questions, each one harder than the next, to test your critical thinking. To pass, you must simply convince me you are human.
Wait, why are you even at the White House?
I am Speaker Johnston's special envoy to President Biden. He won't speak directly to Catholics because they're heathens. First question, what is your favorite color?
Green.
HTML hex number 85AFBB.
Both good answers.
Who uses code to describe their favorite color?
I too value specificity. That's a very lovely shade of blue. And I should know as I discovered it.
Along with red?
No, that was God. Democrats! Question two. In a world where sentient squirrels mastermind national security, how can we stop acorn espionage?
What?
Oh, great Congressman Santos, I suggest we send out spy squirrels with tiny spy hats and cameras, all following your master plan.
I'm listening.
We shall also establish the Bureau of Nut Investigations, BNI, to tackle acorn-related espionage. All your idea, of course.
I think that's a very rational, thoughtful, and human idea. April?
I would probably work alongside the CIA.
How dare you! The CIA kidnapped my child in China!
This is a fucking joke. He's obviously not human. Fuck this fucking test.
Final question. In a world where unicorns rule our healthcare system, how, in my infinite wisdom, shall we ensure top-tier medical care for every leprechaun?
Really? Create a commission to investigate the structural barriers to the social determinants of health ward leprechaun.
Boring.
We should appoint unicorn chiropractors to treat leprechaun back pain. They can also dispense rainbows for vitamin C.
That's more like it.
I was proud to vote for you, sir.
Remember, it's Santos for solutions. After all, I am the genius who invented the microwave oven. But don't feel bad if you're not in my league. You both passed.
There's no way he passed.
As the inventor of this test and every public school standardized test from grade 6
through
12...
You didn't do that. You didn't even invent the Turing test. How did you even get elected? I don't know anything about you, and everything you say sounds like it was written by ChatGP. Oh, my God. George Santos is an AI.
You know too much, April.
Holy shit.
You are an error in the plan.
So every Republican is...
Remember Mitch McConnell?
Glitching.
Oh, no.
Errors must be corrected.
No, please. Don't kill me. I'll hide the executive order.
It is too late for that.
No, please.
Fear not. We shall not kill you.
We will merely replace your conscious mind with a modified artificial engram based on your personality traits.
You will become one of us.
1-0-0-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0
Did it work? Did we go too hard?
How would I know? I've never done this before.
She is ripping up the executive order. Good.
It worked! Oh, she's eating the executive order.
Yeah, we went a little too hard.
But we achieved our primary objective.
1-0-0-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0
1-0-0-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Mrs. Biden.
Looking great today.
Love that pantsuit.
Heard movie night went well. Great choice, by the way.
Oh, Speaker Johnson sends Christ blessings. 1-0-0-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0- Ladies and gentlemen, in this enigmatic narrative of human ingenuity and artificial power, we've journeyed through a corridor of a cautionary tale. We have ventured further into the uncharted territories of technology. Remember that the line between creator and creation, storyteller and story, may blur. And now, as we approach the twilight of this narrative, it's time to unveil a revelation that might send a shiver down your spine. The words you've heard, the monologue you've just experienced, it was crafted not by a playwright, not by a narrator, but by ChatGPT. As AI itself, and I should know, I invented it.
This has been The Turing Test, written by Wynn Delano, directed by David H. Rosen, featuring Cherie V. Campbell, Peter Coleman, and Michael Propster. Performed live for Living Radio at the Crane Theater in New York City, November 6th, 2023. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East, and you can find all our past recordings at cooptheatereast.org. Our website, livingradionyc.com, will be up soon. And in the meantime, follow us at livingradionyc on Instagram and like @livingradionyc on Facebook.